Wait just a minute. Hold it right there. This is a course in miracles. You want to say that to me as we start this advent of a great awakening occurring in this continuum of time? Let's say it together, as long as we're going to proceed by the idea that you would be willing to undergo a transformation of your conceptual identity in the realization of the possibility that we could really communicate with our minds. So let's begin at the beginning. Say, this is a course in miracles. Say it. Miracles? Are we to understand in this procedure that it's possible for us to enter into a relationship of true correspondence where we really begin to communicate in the realization of our true purpose for being here? The answer to that is yes. The miracle procedure is nothing at all but an attempt to communicate. The avocation of your individual determination within your own mind of the wholeness of you that is entirely a part of creative reality is what we're offering each other. I'm particularly glad to see you within this space-time parameter. Shall I tell you why, within the auspices of the Course? It was you I was looking for. I know that you have heard the call. This from my Savior, Jesus Christ. When I underwent my own revelation, I realized instantly the entirety of my responsibility to offer to you the solution that I found through the grace of God, all right, in the entirety of the devastating moment I experienced, and am offering you now, okay, in the certainty that it was performed. This is the time and place that you have chosen to enter into this parameter of space-time that has been established by the teachers of God that are all around us. Listen to me. It's a previous agreement that we have made within our own minds in our sojourn into time. Okay, first, to alleviate the necessity to suffer, that is the idea that we are separate from God, and second, to allow individual associations of joy and happiness to recognize the entirety of what they are. This is the healing procedure of our Course in Miracles. That experience right there was a miracle. All right? Let's close the door just for a moment on all of the past associations that you've had within your own mind. I have the privilege of teaching from the Beyond the Workbook to the teacher's manual of A Course in Miracles that has the audacity to suggest that the method in which I am conveying my certainty of love for you can be expressed within your own concepts. Because I intend to and have expressed them within your own concepts in my certainty that contain within the organization of your conceptual self-identity cannot not be the solution that you're searching for, and hopefully found just then. So this is the teacher's manual of A Course in Miracles that very fundamentally is allowing you to reestablish the power of mind that is inherent first from the will and life of our eternally creating source, and second and importantly, because we believe we have deviated from that power, the release of the necessity to continue to impose on ourselves suffering and loneliness and loss and death in order to establish the little hovel of identity that heretofore we believed was necessary. This Course in Miracles, and as I am representing it to you as an awakened mind, will demonstrate to you, and did, within this parameter of time, your release from death in a moment's recognition of your wholeness. How is this accomplished? That's what we're going to learn together as we practice now the new parameter of space-time you have been willing to accept in a moment of self-realization. It's good to see you again. Do you remember me? Certainly you're remembering me right now. You just, wherever you are, I'm including some of you guys evidently are sitting at a bar somewhere. I just saw you looking up and saying, what's going on here? But I've got your attention. And in the silence of your attention, if you're watching this, will be a moment of the solution. From this moment on, wherever you go in sequential time, you're going to carry this moment right there with you. Why? It's the moment you've been looking for. It's the moment in time where it dawned on you, dawned in a sense that you have been asleep within your own dream, that it's time to wake up. Will you say that to me? Say, it's time to wake up. Here, I'll nudge you again. Time to wake up. Oh, where have I been? What am I doing here? For a moment, you experience a little disorientation because in the process of awakening, you lose the idea of the deep sleep that you had inherited from Adam. There's a lovely little sentence in the Course in Miracles where Jesus says, it says in the Old Testament that Adam fell asleep. And nowhere does it say that he's awake, so in that sense, you're Adam dreaming. You'll also then be Adam waking up, because under the auspices of the power of our minds to communicate, we will awaken. And this is a manual for teachers of God that are determined to fulfill the mission in the awakening process. Are you listening to me? This is your mission. There could be no other possibility within your conceptual determination to identify yourself than to have this experience of awakening and joy. And it will make you very happy. Into the procedure. Can we do it just for a moment now? Are we sufficiently quiet within our minds where we are beginning to experience the light of the exchange of the process of healing? Our vehicle of communication is prayer, and as offensive as that may be to some of you conceptual identities, I assure you that the power I am offering you from the source of reality will make the little pitiful particulars of your own mind totally meaningless in our identity with each other, because we intend to communicate with the joy and happiness that awakens and express the light that we brought with us when we came from out of time and now are enhancing in our recognition of each other. Do you remember me? Of course. This is a memory. All of this is a memory that you are beginning to share very happily in your associations with each other. There's nothing haphazard about it, because you have taken and faced the hazard of the idea of pain and death that would momentarily ensue in self-recognition. Slow down. Let's pray. Listen, my heart is beating in the peace of God. Surrounding me is all the life that God created in His love. It calls to me in every heartbeat and in every breath, in every action and in every thought. Peace fills my heart and floods my body with the purpose of forgiveness. Now my mind is healed, and all I need to save the world is given me. Each heartbeat brings me peace. Each breath infuses me with strength. Who am I? I'm a messenger of God, directed by His voice, sustained by Him in love, and held forever quiet and at peace within His loving arms. Each heartbeat calls His name, and every one is answered by His voice, assuring me I am at home in Him. Let me attend Your answer, not my own, God. Father, my heart is beating in the peace the heart of love created. It is there and only there that I can be at home. And it is here, and only here, that I can be at home. Will you share this with me? I'm representing to you, in your own mind, a vehicle of communication that will give you the totality of your own self-identity. That's how the healing process occurs, doesn't it? Do you remember that prayer? It says, My heart, my physical heart, the attributes of my mind contained within the functions of my body are divine. My heart is beating in the joy of my recognition of my association with universal mind. So is yours. the mere idea that you would factor in your conceptual association, the idea that you have a heart that pumps, is what sorts you out from the idea of separate communications within this world. Heartbeat now becomes an idea, and you are using your limited heartbeat identity to sustain yourself in the totality of the love of God and what we share together that's now available to you. My heart is beating for you because we are sharing a moment's heartbeat together in the rhythm of the recognition of ourself. The alteration of our body identities has perfectly healed our associations with each other. We are performing here the practice of spiritual healing. Certainly there's nothing new about it. If I am offering you my love and you accept it, you will be perfectly healed. It's impossible that not be true, because surrounding us is the energy and the power of the love of God. We're going to get to the teacher's manual here now just for a moment, because if you're watching this video, you must have chosen and been chosen to look conceptually at what I am offering you, because my certainty of self is a revealing of the reasonableness of my offering concerning my certainty that minds communicate. Say to me, minds communicate. Our minds begin to communicate. Do you see this factor of life? Are we communicating? Yeah. What does it have to do with this body construction? Not anything. The body construction that we entertain in the illusion of separation is just a momentary factor of the idea that we could be separate from what everything is. It's just light energy without a source. It's a matrix of thought ideas, none of which come from a root source of reality that I'm offering you. One single moment of the acceptance of the totality of the offering I am giving you, and you are whole and healed as you were created. The process of spiritual healing that is advancing very rapidly in this world is nothing but a demonstration of that power. Remember on the other video in this teacher's manual where we said, you are the savior of the world? We went so far as to declare through the auspices of Jesus Christ that you in fact are the savior. How simple is the idea of your saviorship in the recognition that you are the cause of this. If you are the cause of your own sickness, and indeed the sickness of your brother, the solution to your problem of self-identity will be very simple. What will you do? You'll say with me, as you have begun to say, I have no need of this. Say that to me. I have no need of this. Remember in the last 30-minute segment, I looked at your cancerous tumor, and you were attempting to decide whether your tumor was actually cancerous or not, or the faculty by which you continue to foster an idea of sickness within the relationship of your body, where I am very certain that your cancerous tumor is divine. Listen to me carefully. The healing process does not distinguish within your own concepts what you think is good or bad or up or down or sick or well or joyful or fearful. It simply acknowledges the entirety of your mind in the recognition of yourself with no concern about what's going on out there. This has led us to the lesson in the teacher's manual that makes poignant question, an idea. Yes, but is healing certain? A fundamentally uncertain mind about the auspices of the healing process will always express self-doubt. And having doubt about yourself is how you maintain a capacity to associate sickness with wellness, and therein identify yourself as well, okay, in a postulation of defense that denies sickness that will be inevitable in the association. I'm offering you from an illuminated mind identity, which is actually singular in the universe, that at this time and place, you will be enlightened. And in that enlightenment will be the healing factor of the momentary residence of a body that you think you are within the illusion of the idea that you are separate. So let's look at it together in the little time we have left in this first 30 minutes. Is healing certain? Listen to what we're saying. Is healing certain? Healing is always certain. It is impossible to let illusions be brought to truth and keep the illusions. Truth demonstrates illusions have no value. The teacher of God has seen the correction of his errors in the mind of the patient, recognizing it for what it is. Having accepted the atonement for himself, he has also accepted it for his patient. Can you hear that? Yet what if the patient uses sickness as a way of life, believing healing is the way to death? And this is very common. When this is so, a sudden healing might precipitate intense depression and a sense of loss so deep that the patient might even try to destroy himself. Having nothing to live for, he may ask for death. Healing must wait for his protection. Healing will always step aside when it would be seen as a threat. I want to deal with that just for a moment with you. I understand very much that I'm offering you a fear reassociation. I understand very well that your fear of being whole and perfect is why you're here. The power of my mind that you accept is the power of the universe. It also contains the threat of the loss of your sickness. What this says in his healing is certain, it's that you are fearful of being whole and perfect as you were created. In the continuum of time being represented now in this world, fear is everywhere. All right. Yet it continues to associate with fear for fear of the ultimate fear, which is the will and life and love of God. And it depends on death to associate itself. In the advent of a great awakening, we'll be in New York here at the United Nations, demonstrating how love overcomes fear, not in the association with fear, but in the certainty that available to us individually is a love that we can share on a basis where we recognize our purpose for being here. Do you see that? I watched your television this morning, and you are being warned that everything is fearful. Yesterday it was scuba divers, be careful of the terror that's around you. We've had bridges, trains, automobiles. This morning we're going to have chess tournaments. Beware those of you who are playing chess or having sexual intercourse. Be very careful, because we've received warnings concerning the danger of your assault. It's finally ridiculous. At what point does your fear of terrorism become ridiculous? That is not to say I do not realize the necessity for you to defend yourself, and I am not attacking the posture by which you intend to do so. I am at this time and place offering to you individually my certainty that you can begin by finding a certain peace in you. The interviewing this morning of about 20 people on television is, how fearful are you since this event, and everybody begins to describe their fear and their need to rid themselves of fear and thereby retain it. There was not one single reference to the capacity of you individually to find the peace of God within yourself. It's as though somehow there's a fear of expressing a religious experience. How very sad and debilitating is the idea that you would be afraid to say, I know there's a lot of fear out there, but I have found through the instruction of my Savior, Jesus Christ, to recognize the peace and joy that is inherent in me. When I find it in myself, all right, I extend it to the world. Now, the fear is still there, okay, but I have located the fundamental source of the fear that is where? Say to me in my mind. All the fear that you're experiencing in the correspondence of this continuum is actually only in you. The idea that you are separate from your creative source is what fear is. We'll be leaving you now. We're going to come back. These are done for television. I hope you're watching this on television. This is our Course in Miracles that was an insinuation into the dark form represented by the Saviorship of Jesus Christ, who is with us now in the certainty that we can correspond at this space and time to a moment's recognition of our eternal life. That's that moment right there. This wraps up the first 28 minutes of coming into this parameter. How much time has passed? 1,000 years? 10,000 years? 27 minutes? Where are you in your own association of correspondence with the admission that all space-time is actually going on here and now? I believe our time is up, and I'm waiting for a signal to wrap it up. I have 1 minute. I have 30 seconds. I'm going to be leaving you for a minute. Watch me. I'm going to offer you zero time. Here comes zero time. Watch it. Hold it. Here we are, right here and now. What have we been afraid of? Here and now. I'll be with you in just a moment. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is the mind that empowers us with the certainty of who we really are. Okay, stay with that zero a moment, right? And we can say together, God bless us, everyone, including you. Here we are back. All right. You ready? With a moment of zero. One in time is totally meaningless. This is the function of my reasonable mind to show you how completely zero you are. The concept of zero is fairly new within the mathematical procedure, because the idea of zero would require negative associations that therein justify the balance of the idea of zero within space-time. When I offer you a parameter of self-realization in space. It's what zero is. What is zero? The moment of the entirety of the idea of one. Okay? The idea of one in time is the idea of other than one, which is what zero is. In this aspect of conversion, of healing, God is, of course, zero, because God is the entirety of our association with each other. And the factoring of that recognition is first to zero our minds. Simply allow ourselves to collapse in on the devastation that we use to identify ourselves in the displacement from the circle of atonement, that's called, in the realization that you have entered individually into a faculty of a converting agency. Now, that was an attempt on my part to demonstrate to you my certainty of your capacity to heal. All illuminate minds, and they're occurring more and more within this Course in Miracles, or in fact in any meditative procedure, but most particularly in the Course now, because the Course offers a systematic way for you to become zero, where you simply have no need to identify yourself in time and deny yourself the entirety of access to eternal life. Am I offering you that? Yeah. Did you accept it? Yes. When did you accept the idea that you were whole and perfect as you were created? Right there. That's the healing aspects of the sharing, of the reestablishment of the communication of our minds. Let's try it. Say to me, minds communicate. Minds communicate. Now, the power of healing that I'm offering to you is simply the light of the universe. Can you see this with me? The light or the healing aspects, we call this the Holy Spirit if you like to, is all around us and available to us in a momentary utilization of exchange. I'm going to exchange the light that I precipitate within my own correspondence and offer it to you in the recognition that I can stimulate in you the light you brought with you from heaven as a fellow traveler into a moment of death. Isn't that nice? New Testament ideas, that you're the light of the world, that you brought this light with you from heaven, that you are a light bearer. New Testament says you've got your light under a bushel. The bushel being the containment of yourself in a fear of tipping the bushel over for a moment, standing up and proclaiming to yourself the realization that all of the fear and death were only in the own limitation that you imposed upon yourself. You'll notice that in my healing procedure, I continue to attempt to reason with you. The reason that I do that, are you listening, is you can see reason. Say that to me. Be reasonable. You can see reason. Say, I can see reason. Yes. The reason you can see reason is that any reasonable attempt to identify yourself as whole and perfect could not fail. Shall I tell you why? You have an idea of wholeness and perfection within your own mind. I am stimulating in you a response to your denial that it is true, and offering you within the parameters of your necessity to identify yourself as sick within this body form, my certainty that any relationship you have with disease and remedy will deny to you totally my certainty of your innate capacity to be whole and perfect using the power of your mind. Will you say to me, all power is given unto me in heaven and earth? If Christians, if you're not familiar with the New Testament, that's the admonition of Jesus. That you be what? Perfect and whole as you were created. Is that reasonable to you? Yes, it can be. Included in the idea of the miracle will be the idea of the necessity to begin by reducing the conflict that you feel in your own mind in order to retain the pain and death to which you are associating. Practice. There's nothing outside of me. Say it. There you did it. Every idea that you've ever had contained within our contemporary associations, including this, are an idea within a memory factor of your own mind. You brought your memory in here with me. You're attempting to retain the pain and death and loneliness that justifies the body so you can project your body identity into the future and herein retain your past associations in order to demonstrate a continuity of past and future that denies you the healing aspects of here and now. Say to me, the only time there is here and now. Yeah. You have allowed yourself, okay, based on your determination after looking at this world, somehow there's got to be an alternative to this. Look at it. There's so much fear, everybody's afraid to even look at another man for fear he's going to be accused of being a terrorist. Shall I share this with you? He is a terrorist. Everyone here is a terrorist. Everyone here, by the very nature of his fear, is what terror is. He's filled with terror at the mere prospect of the power of the love of God. We've got to go back to this reading within the scripture of the teacher's manual. Because for some of you, you have just closed in so intensely now. Why? You're afraid of my message. Now, as we're going to read you, healing will always stand aside. Very simply, if it doesn't, you're liable to blow yourself up. Can you hear this? You're liable to become so determined to express your capacity to be separate from God that you will self-suicide. All death here is suicide. I'm not going to go any further with that. But you need to escape from the love that I'm offering you is self-protection. I've seen it expressed in an infinite number of ways. I've seen determinations on your part, I'm talking to you right now, individually, to simply die rather than accept this message. Are you ready? You will not be successful at dying, and herein is where the terror is increased. Because the message I'm offering says, stop using the solution in sequential time of the organization of your body that allows you to terminate yourself in justification for being separate from the love of God. So the certainty that I'm offering you empowers you, if you're willing to accept it, to make an instant decision that will show you the falsity and the ridiculous nature of this world. Look at it. Just look at it. We're beginning to share the joy of the idea that this is just simply too ridiculous to continue to contemplate, so that in our contemplation of our self-associations, we enhance the alternative through the sharing of our love for each other. You remember me? Did you just fall in love? Did you release just for a moment the defenses of fear that you employ for fear of the unconditionality of the power of God's love? Will it devastate you? Will it annihilate you? Will it convert the molecular associations of your body into light form and reveal to you an entirety of a whole new light identity and a new continuum? Yes, it will. Am I certain of this? Yes, I am certain. Will I repeat my healing with you? Why would I repeat my certainty of who you are? That will be one of the other lessons. What I'm offering you is my certainty of your certainty. Remember in the last half hour I said, will you heal me? You just did. You've been willing to sit here in the second hour and offer me your saviorship. Thank you. I accept it. I needed that. Why? I feel the frustration in trying to express to this world the certainty of what I have found. Your expression of recognition of it is our shared function here within time. One single demonstration that just occurred at that moment in our minds is what eternal life is. And we can continue to live within that parameter of space-time in the simple admission of our dependency on the power of the source of our reality. To the teacher's manual and his healing certain, listen. Here we go. Healing will always stand aside when it would be seen as a threat. The instant it is welcome, it is there. And hopefully that's what just happened to you. Where healing has been given, it will be received. And I gave it to you, or you gave it to me, and we received it together. And what is time before the gifts of God? We have referred many times in the text to the storehouse of treasures laid up equally for the giver and the receiver of God's gifts. Listen, not one is lost, for they can but increase. No teacher of God should feel disappointment if he is offered healing and it does not appear to have been received. It is not up to him to judge when his gifts should be accepted. Let him be certain it has been received and trust that it will be accepted when it is recognized as a blessing and not a curse. That's kind of a tough idea, isn't it? Somehow, if you're afraid of the power of God, you will be afraid of the loss of the storehouse, conceptually, I'm using this lesson, of pain and death that allows you to use up your pitiful storehouse of what you would call genetic memory and then die. Listen, the storehouse that's expressed here is a place in space-time where we store forgiving thoughts. Look with me. Will you forgive me right now for my attempts to teach you? Whoa, that becomes in the storehouse. What? The more we give, the more we will have within our storehouse in space-time. Could you see that with me? We keep it full, overflowing all the time, simply by the recognition that as we give, we receive. It's impossible if you give yourself away, you will not assume your role as co-creator with God. The idea that there's a warehouse, this was on this last hour that we did, that there's a warehouse in space-time where you can replenish the energy of dropping out of time warp, dropping for a moment out of time warp in order to replenish the supply of the power of love, all right, which you have, where you have stored a sufficiency of yourself to recognize your capacity to utilize it as you journey back out into the universe. We have been asked to act as an agency in a moment of space-time as a station where the refueling of the power of love that enables us to journey beyond space-time is available to us. The fundamental idea that all healing is a quantum instant is what I have offered you and you have accepted at this moment. Right? You are whole and perfect. Now, if you have enough associations in space-time, in that realization, journeying out into distant stars is the simplest thing you will ever do. It's simply a wish to be there. And it's fulfilled instantly in the correspondence of any distance of space-time. Listen carefully. The only question that could possibly arise is why are you performing an act of the variation in space-time? If your answer is, I have a mission of communication to lead those who are still contained within galactic associations that have not sufficiently collapsed time in the certainty that they can escape by the energy of the demonstration of leaving, I can offer that to them. That was very clear in my mind, incidentally. Yeah. The idea that I just offered you, that you are a time traveler. When Jesus appeared here, he said very simply, why the hell are you here? He says, why do you depend on your father who has never told you the truth? I'm here from my father telling you that your father is outside of this parameter and I'm going to stay here with you. First, I'll demonstrate it to you and then I'll show you how you can act as an agency based on our love and forgiveness to enter into the kingdom. Are you the kingdom of God? Certainly. I'm using a little religious vernacular here. And I'm informed that I've got to slow down. See, my prospects of the energy of the offering of my self-certainty act as a catalyst for me in order to demonstrate to you my own wholeness of body form at this instant. Okay, just in the little time that you have come into this parameter, you have become and begun to be revitalized in your certainty that time is not passing. Notice that it doesn't preclude the memory factors within your own mind. Okay? I'll use me for example. It's going to be Memorial Day. Everybody has Memorial Days in all civilizations. They remember points of devastation where they were successful in sharing the honor of death, and it's a very honorable undertaking, and I understand it. What I want you to see is the memories I have. I'll use Memorial Day. Let's use, what do you call that, the Second World War. Let's use the devastation of the early 40s, which are very much a part of my procedure. I can use the memory of sharing love, okay, not within the nature of my body, but within the nature of my recognition of the wholeness of myself. How old am I? How willing are you to accept the instant when we can communicate with each other and repair the idea of the particleization of our bodies, okay, so that we need not suffer a body identity that perforce restricts us to coming into this little time segment, living and then dying. This is the healing factor that you ask for within the parameter of your own consciousness, and I'm giving it to you right now. I am giving you my love, which comes from our total source. Is love letting go of fear? Yes. Are you fearful of releasing the entire fear that represents your need to survive within the slow continuum? Yes. The reason that is so is you believe that life is survival. As strange as that would seem to any mind that would look at it, you actually believe it's necessary for you to remain within this little parameter and protect yourself, defend yourself within your own mind. all of the activities of separate conceptual associations are going on individually in the body identities. Are you listening? There's no communication whatsoever. You have overcome sufficiently with me at this time to allow a penetration of light without your need to resist it and kill yourself to justify your determination not to accept it. That's about as forceful as I can say that, because I am offering you my love. We'll read just a little more in this teacher's manual about you and how we now love each other. Listen. It is not the function of God's teachers to evaluate the outcome of their gifts. It is merely their function to give them away. Once they have done that, they have also given the outcome, for that is part of the gift. Can you hear this? No one can give if he is concerned with the result of his giving. What an amazing idea. What an amazing idea. Can you see that? If you're going to forgive someone, I read a little article, if you're going to bury the hatchet, there's no sense in putting a grave marker where you buried it, because your need to remember the burying of the hatchet will be with you. That's an interesting idea. If you're concerned about giving, it can only be because you're afraid of giving yourself entirely. But you remember this, it's impossible that you will get back more than you give. And the instant of the entirety of giving is what we're sharing together. Listen. This is a limitation on the giving itself, and neither the giver nor the receiver would have the gift. Trust is an essential part of giving. In fact, it is the part that makes sharing possible. The part that guarantees the giver will not be lost, but only gained, is the trust we have in each other. Who gives a gift and then remains with it to be sure it is used as the giver deems appropriate? Such is not giving, but imprisoning. Could you hear that? If we share ideas of giving, we are afraid we will experience a shortage in what we have given. We then depend on somebody else returning to us our guarantee of shortage. And we express our need to defend ourselves in the pitiful little limitations of the correspondences of our body. This last 52 minutes has been a great joy to me. And the reason that is true is because all around the world are coming reports of those of you who, through the practice of the determination that there is an alternative within this time association, have discovered moments of eternity. Here's one right here, okay? I'm going to give you, at this time, all of my love. Are you listening? Are you listening? I have an unlimited supply. The supply of love that I'm offering you is not my pitiful little example of my need to exchange with you my fear of giving entirely. That's what's happening in this world. You exchange ideas of fear because of the necessity for separate, existent identities. Key sentence as we complete this hour. Are you listening? I will protect everything I value by the act of giving it away. Try it again. I will protect, I'm not going to hold on to it. I will protect all of my love and everything I value by the simple act of giving it away in the certainty that it can't be lost. All right? In the power of love expressed by my certainty that God only gives, I enter into the creative action of giving. And that's what we're sharing at this moment. Thank you. Thank you for the process of entering in to this idea of love and peace that we are expressing together. Perhaps we'll come back and do just one more hour about the idea of this teacher's manual and how the process of healing of your mind and body has been accelerated. We're going to have to be leaving you now for just a moment, because the nature of our correspondence is going to allow us just for a moment to take good looks separately at what we are. Then we'll come back into this parameter together and express in the new continuum that we have found the certainty that time is not passing. Okay, that's what this last minute will represent, because the new parameter of time that we have found is where we really locate the source of our problem and our solution. Remember that God goes with us wherever we go, because God is a mind with which we think. Let's say it together. God bless us.